Welcome to the IMCC Beacon Talk Radio Show, I Am Beacon Edition. We will go into our I Am session on the topic of unhooking from stress and hooking into self-care as a beacon. Part of why being a beacon can be stressful is that you're learning your way. You're learning what you need to be doing for yourself. And as a illuminated pillar of light. And a lot of times what we stress ourselves out with is we don't understand the power of our light. And I have found that being a beacon, you can overwhelm yourself with things that just really shouldn't bother you. And that's just because your life itself can have a lot of ups and downs, things that happen, and it causes us a level and depth of unpleasant feelings. And being a beacon, you're learning how to process all that and enlighten yourself in that. And I'm going to take you into something I thought was pretty cool, and this is from the Illuminations. And I also suggest you pick up a First Testament of the Illuminati. Let's go to page 106. And I'll read you a cool illumination I like to go and think about is everything in the universe has a purpose. Indeed, the invisible intelligence that flows through everything in a purposeful fashion is also flowing through you. And that's by Wayne Dyer. And I'll read this out to you because I think this is very interesting before we go into the stress thing. Because we're going to talk about what stress does to the body. And then we're also going to talk about unhooking from it and then also ways to self-care from it. There is a purpose for your life. It may be difficult to understand why you are here, but the laws of the universe require a reason behind every existence. Every person, from the least to the greatest, is a unique mind from its own individual part to play in this universe's design. There are many colors in the grand tapestry of life. All people are equal strings. In that, a lot of the times as beacons, we think we're insignificant, but think about this. You have every bit of importance as the top person in the world to the person at the bottom of the floor. Everything is about abundance, unity, and advancement. The internal circle and the light and the all-seeing eye. And then you have the whole entire mark all together, right? So you may feel as if you're lost in your own skin, unsure of what you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. But even the wisest spinner lies searching for the meaning. Even the wisest cannot fully this great. It's like basically fully answer this great conundrum. Because here's the thing. We get stuck in the who, what, when, where, and why instead of just flowing freely and being enlightened and learning enlightenment day by day. Sometimes I think we all get stuck in that I want to know and I think I know everything and therefore we know nothing. But the smartest, most wisest man or woman is one that knows nothing at all but strives to learn every day something new or picks up something to shed more new light to themselves or others. Life is not about beginning or an end. It is a journey of many steps. Only when you reach the end and look back will you finally see the truth of your full purpose in life. And that's the whole thing. We're talking about the values and whatnot. And being able to identify all of these different things, connecting the dots, and being able to finally get to a point that you kind of get it. Like, literally, everything doesn't have to make it make sense, but it needs to make enough sense for you to kind of go along each day with enlightenment. And that's where your testament comes into play. The First Testament of the Illuminati is a very, very, very good book for you to start out with and for you to take enlightenment to the next level. And then when you pick up your Illuminations, that piggybacks off of that and allows you to kind of better understand it, but in layman's terms and a less deeper level. And as you go along, you'll learn more. So with that, we're going to talk about the effects on stress on the body. The reason why I like talking about it is that have you ever been in that moment where everything is like stress, stress, stress? You're just constantly just aggravated, agitated, or something's always going on. You want to get to the point that you understand that stress can actually deplete your body of important things. It will affect different things such as your skin, your muscles, your lungs, your liver, your heart, and your blood, your sweat glands, and your bladder, and other areas and orifices like your rectum and things like that due to the fact that it's your parasympathetic nerve and your sympathetic nerve. And with that, your central nervous system has a thing called adrenaline. And then when you think about it, when you're constantly stressed out, what does your body do? It pumps more cortisol. And then on top of that, that's part of what feeds adrenaline. So when you get all amped up and upset and stressed, what are you doing? You're affecting your body. And think about this. If you're affecting your muscles by tension, which means you're always in a readiness for action instead of being relaxed, your lungs, your air passage dilates, breathing more intense to provide more oxygen to feed, increase their blood supply. Your liver, glycogen, converted to blood sugar to give short distances energy, but it also winds you and wears you out over time. Then you have to think about your digestion. Processes shut down as blood is diverted elsewhere. Your mouth goes dry and you tend to kind of feel faint and you kind of feel a little bit dizzy and things like that. Your heart, it begins to affect your heart because your heart pounds. And then with your heart overworking itself, it takes time for it to rejuvenate itself. So the less you stress, the more that you give yourself time to live longer. And you want to live a long life as a beacon. And you want to also become more illuminated, more enlightened in light, and being able to feel the light in your body, that energy, that soul caliber, that feeling of like emotional, I can do anything, you know? And then you have to think about how that carries the sugar through your body and your energy and things like that, and your body's eating it up. Then you think about the hormones and like adrenaline, things like that, that depend on all of that. So then you're starting to make your body go out of whack, and you don't want to end up having a lot of illnesses, issues, and problems due to being stressed all the time. Then you have to think about your blood. It thickens, and it helps to carry more oxygen, fight infection, and stop bleeding. Then you have to think your sweat glands start to cool and underlying overheated muscles and things like that. And then your bladder and rectum and things like that releases like excess things. So you end up having issues with your bowels, you know, or going and doing things regularly that you normally would have done. And think about this. How that is all tied into unhooking yourself from stress and self-caring. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is you'll end up getting the physical signs of stress. And that is usually muscle tension, headaches, sleep disturbance, tiredness, increased breakouts, rapid pulse, nausea, indigestion, increased sweating, flushing, like your face getting all hot, prolonged, frequent headaches, susceptibility to mild illnesses or major illnesses. Think about the warning signs that come along, you know? Behavioral, your appetite changes, your compulsive eating, you might be binge eating, or you might be doing things to compensate for when you're stressed. You don't want to do that because that's when you affect your weight and it goes up and down. What does that affect your heart and the rest of your body? Then you have to think about like how your behavior might be affected by that. Impatience, carelessness, hyperactivity, poor productivity, low energy, avoidance of situation, places change in sleeping patterns. Then you got to think about emotional. That goes hand in hand with mental health, with behavioral and emotional, because those things get affected with anxiety, sadness, moodiness, grumpiness, loss of sense of humor, withdrawal, feeling of isolation, low self-esteem, feelings of guilt and shame, then extreme anger or overreaction or underreaction, or you start beginning to be all out of whack emotionally to the point that it affects your behavior, and then people start looking at things, but they're not understanding you may be too stressed out. Then on top of that, overwhelming feelings of anxiety. And that's where I was talking to you guys about the mental health part. Make sure that you're maintaining your mental health while you're going through learning how to be a beacon and a pillar of light and becoming more enlightened. Don't put more pressure on yourself than you need to, because the main part about it is about health and wellness and well-being, is that as a beacon, that's part of being illuminated. And also in your illuminations, it covers that on page 106 and going forward about that. And so what you want to do is also make sure you're getting a good, clear understanding within the text as to what that means. And you've got to be able to eat well and get yourself to where you're resting well, all these different things. And where I'm going to go into is getting unhooked from stress. The reason why I say this is because it's part of the series that I've been doing with you beacons on values and also connecting the dots, and then also understanding the things that are most important to you. And then from there, getting your life compass together so you can get hooked and get hooked into de-stressing. So the more that you understand all that part, that gets you to the next part, alongside of you reading your testament, your illuminations and whatnot, that will help you to be able to kind of balance all of that out and give yourself a momentum to go far. And then in the act of de-stressing or learning how to de-stress, you have to understand how you act. We talk colloquial of being hooked by your mind and hooked by your thoughts, by which we mean you get all caught up in your thoughts and they exert a strong influence over your actions. So think about this. If you're around people or if you're actually doing things for yourself or in an environment that's affecting how you act, behave, how you think, how you eat, how you sleep, that affects your actions and how you exude yourself as or send yourself out as a beacon or a pillar of light or a illuminated walking journey of where you're going to be at in your future self, your best version of yourself, in that your actions have to be worked on while you're at it. So think about this. In what situation does your mind manage to hook you? What sort of things does it say in order to hook you into those thoughts, those feelings, whether they're self-deprecating or whether they're elevating or illuminating? How do you manage to unhook yourself from the stressful parts? Think about this. We're going to do an exercise, which is where we're going to put a journal here, and you can get those either at dondivacoaching.com or you can get them at imcc.com because I'll have that loaded by next month, and you'll be able to get your little sheets and things like that to help you self-help as a beacon and whatnot to actually understand your I am beacon part of life and, you know, get yourself in a mode that you understand what you're doing. And then on top of that, while you have your testament, your main things that you need and your illuminations, that will help you to really, really get yourself to where you need to be at on that. But I'm a life coach outside of this. So if you need any coaching outside of that, whatnot, not to take away from anything Illuminatium or anything like that, that's totally separate from what I do. I'm just a life coach outside of that. That's my profession. But I'm letting you know that I'm willing to coach you along as a beacon and whatnot in the coaching practice and whatnot. But again, I'm not here for a shameless plug for that. But what we're going to do on this exercise is that for the date, time, you're going to write that down. Then you're going to look at the triggering events or situation at that time. Then what did your mind say or do to hook you in that moment? Was it positive or negative? Then how did your behavior change when you got hooked into whatever pattern of thinking that you had? And then what did those actions cost you? Was it good or bad? Then from there, did you manage to unhook yourself and from the stress, and did you manage to hook yourself into a level or mode of elevated, illuminated light? Did you feel yourself feeling some type of, you know, light energy? Did you feel yourself feeling good, or did you feel yourself down in the dumps and ready to scream? Then from there, start writing these different things down. And what we're going to teach you next is to expand that. Expound on how you're feeling to start looking at what the meaning of expansion is. Like, expansion means opening up and making room for difficult feelings, urges, and sensations. Therefore, legitimately allowing them to flow through you without a struggle or a level of stress. Then you don't have to like or want these feelings, but you just make room for them and allow them to be there, even though they are unpleasant or they make you feel uncomfortable or very stressed. Then from there, once the skill is learned, if these feelings could be ever managed or where they are at a point, if you ever get resurfaced in your stress level, you should be able to rapidly make room for them and let them flow on by and flow through you so that you can go to the next level and step. And understand why you're stressed, where you're at with that thought process. And you can invest your time and energy in doing meaningful life-enhancing activities instead of struggling with the level of stress or the emotional detriment or anything else that causes you to have the actions otherwise that are unbecoming of a beacon. What you want to do is have actions that are becoming of a good beacon. And It doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody expects you to walk a straight, narrow line and that you can never go and do anything wrong. That's not the case. When you do, do not get stressed, but be mindful of when you do it and say to yourself, I'm not going to do that again. And then train yourself, like they say in Illuminations, to go to the next step and, you know, get yourself to the next illuminated level of enlightenment and mindful mind body and understanding your emotional, your behavioral, and then being able to put that together and learning how to de-stress so you don't stress out your body. Because we talked about just now about this, the effects of stress on the body. Then from there, you will be able to understand that the difficult feelings and sensations are where you need to learn how to self-care. And we're going to go into the self-care part of it because I really like honing in on self-care as a beacon. Because, again, you're wanting to improve yourself. You're wanting to figure out how you can get your life back on track. You want to figure out, how do I actually get myself from stress mode to another level? How do I get myself to that level where, hey, I'm doing good, you know? My life is just, you know, turning out where it needs to be at. Part of that is the self-caring. And with that, self-care is a personal health maintenance. It's an activity that prevents, treats disease, or improves, restores overall health. Also, alongside seeing your doctors, your, and different things like that, if you do have health problems, it helps you to reduce those problems, but also staying on your medicines, doing your regimens, and things like that help. Then there are many ways to engage in self-care. Think about what it is enjoyable to you and makes you feel good physically and mentally. And that's the main thing about mental health. You need to feel good mentally, internally, externally in order to get to the best level of enlightenment, illuminated light, and a feeling of being a beacon of light. And you're not feeling like you're beat down, downtrodden, because how your vibe is exudes out to other beacons. So you want to make sure that you're always exuding that inner light, that proper light, that eternal circle, that fire of complete, total, illuminated light within, and then external. Other people see it and they're like, you glow different, man. Dang, you just, you know, I love your vibe. I love your whole mantra. Like, it's just like when you walk in the room, it's like that I am magic. And you just, people get that energy off of you. Your energy says everything about you. And here are some helpful tips for practicing self-care. Learn to relax, take many breaks, engage in brief activities, and then also practice an activity of breathing. Learn how to breathe. Like, this is a great step for you to do. Here's an example. Take a few minutes to breathe deeply. To do this, sit comfortably in a chair or on a mat. Slowly take a deep breath. Hold it. And then exhale very slowly. Then, when you're doing this again, try to relax your shoulders and muscles as you do this. That helps you to unwind and flow through your stressful moments, or, you know, when you're at that moment of complete, total, ready to pull your hair out and things like that. Don't. Just start learning how to breathe through it and start getting things like an MP3, some good music, or get something that makes you happy, even feng shuiing your whole area you have. Like, I have a woman cave. My woman cave is my saving grace. It keeps me sane. It keeps me in an area, in a zone of good energy, illuminated energy. Then think about this. Exercise. Physical activity is a great way to relieve stress and boost your immune system and mood. By increasing your physical activity, you can reduce the negative effects of stress on your body. You know, here's an example. Try swimming, yoga, hiking, dancing, or something you like doing, no matter what it is. Just find something that gives you a good area of physical activity, whether it's walking, running, or anything else. And just remember, if you're just starting out, get a personal trainer or get someone to spot you while you're exercising and work your way up. Those things like that take time, especially if you're out of shape or you're just kind of like getting onto a new healthy kick and things like that. That takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of nutrition. It takes a lot of practice, internal, external, mental, emotional, to get yourself hooked on every day. I'm going to be doing this, and every week I'm going to be doing this. Into every year I'll be doing this. So it takes a while to do that habit, 20 to 30 days. And a lifetime to break that habit. But again, you're going to be undoing habits you've had for a long time. So that's part of habit change, mental change, and emotional change, and illuminated change. Then on top of that, practice good sleeping like sleeping hygiene is what I call it, sleeping practice, whichever way you want to say it. You want to be able to get good sleeping hygiene together, which means that you're winding down before you go to bed. Sleep helps you restore your body and your energy. And during the day, it is necessary to fight the illnesses or upsets, stress, or levels and depths of where your body breaks itself down from constant everyday stresses or stressors or people who might be causing that stress. Then you help yourself get enough sleep by maintaining a sleep schedule, like going to bed on time, waking up on the same time, morning, noon, and night. And then, when possible, make sure your bedroom or your area that you sleep in is cool, dark, and quiet, and comfortable as well. Then also make sure you're having a healthy, balanced diet, drink enough water. You know, being hungry and dehydrated actually impacts your body. That's where we're talking about the review systems, how they go downhill because you're stressed, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not mentally taking your care of where you're supposed to be at, you're not getting in your illuminated zone, your light zone, your enlightenment zone, your mindful zone. So mindfulness is next to the next stage of enlightenment underneath it that you need to be able to get to, so you're mindful of what you're doing and not doing. Then focus on the moment, coping with your whatever you got going on, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed with information tasks and wondering about your future, but the best thing you can do is stop worrying. Just take a load off sometimes, you know, go to whatever spot you have and de-stress, you know, check out for a minute. Be gentle with yourself, get organized, and then have quiet time. Balance your family, social, and work demands with quiet and alone time. You know, activities such as listening to music, and taking a bubble bath or taking a quiet walk, writing down your thoughts, journaling, those different things like that are things that will help you so that you can decrease worry and focus on one day at a time. That's basically it. So in a nutshell, you want to be able to say to yourself that you're going to keep your body and the certain things that are very important, which is your behavioral and your emotional and your thoughts and your depth of perception. And you want to be able to not have those things affected. You want to be able to have good concentration. You want to have good depth of perception. You want to have good emotional and behavioral health. And you want to also have good mental health on top of that while you're walking through your beacon levels of a journey of enlightenment and going to the better version of yourself. How can you do that if you don't know yourself? How do you do that if you don't kind of like hone in onto what's more important? And part of that is you're important. You beacon yourself are important so that when you're teaching other beacons different things and whatnot, you're able to actually give yourself time, space, and energy to actually do good health and healing. You want to be able to say to yourself, take care of your body with steadfast fidelity. The soul must see through those eyes alone, and if they are dim, the whole world is clouded. That's by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. And I wanted to end that there with some good music and take you out with a good vibe. And we'll have a good I Am Beacon Talk Radio session next time. So till next time, I am CeCe.